Hundreds of South Sudanese fish traders say they are being blocked from exporting fish to the Democratic Republic of Congo. Tongbora Chek, former chairperson of the Jonglei State Fisheries Traders Union, says Ugandan authorities have detained about 18 trucks loaded with fish destined to markets in the DRC.
It is not correct for Uganda to block our goods from going to Congo. We call on the Ugandan authorities to allow the two markets in Uganda and Congo to operate freely. We have buyers in Congo and not in Uganda.
Achek says hundreds of South Sudanese who are involved in the fish business have been stranded for more than a month in Uganda. John Ding is one of the fish traders who is stuck in Uganda. He says Uganda's decision has severely impacted his business.
Our business has been affected because we don't have any customers who come to the market. You will be losing because there are nowhere you get the customer who can buy your thing. So now the thing will be down. The rain is coming every now in my room, in my store. At night, the rain was raining. And the rain was into my room, my store.
Ronnie Balia, Uganda's ambassador to South Sudan, says his government intervened days ago and trucks loaded with salted fish have been allowed to cross into Congo.
What I know, that matter was solved. It was solved long ago. The trucks went. They went to Congo. Foreign Affairs is handling that matter with the Ministry of Trade. But the other fish trucks were released. They were released about 5 days ago. We intervened and they were released.
Onyoti Adigo, South Sudan's Minister of Livestock and Fisheries, says his office is aware of the dispute between Uganda authorities and South Sudanese fish traders. Adigo says he is working with the relevant authorities to resolve the matter.
They said that they had been arrested. There were some certain places where they told me where they were stopped and they were supposed to put down their fish produce down so that they are sold in Uganda. I wrote official letters to the Minister of Foreign Affairs suggesting the summon of His Excellency the Ambassador of Uganda. I also indicated in my letter that we need to include the Minister of East African Affairs.
Some fish traders in South Sudan say that Uganda's attempt to bolster its economy has raised questions about the impact on cross-border trade and the livelihoods of the South Sudanese traders. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.